The current law is an improvement from a previous law which was enacted in 1998. Largely, the intention of that instrument was to ensure that no one is positively tested for HIV without their consent. And the other piece of it was to ensure that people should never be disqualified from employment because of the HIV status. So it's misunderstood.
Would you say that the government has been able to use this law effectively?
No, they have not, because they failed to understand the intent of the law. They have used the law to try and prosecute people for alleged willful transmission of HIV. That's a very hard thing to do. At law, that will be extremely difficult to do, because there is no way a judge or a magistrate can say there is evidence beyond reasonable doubt that could prove of the two people in court, the plaintiff and the defendant, which one of the two would have transmitted HIV from one party to the other. So that's why the law is never intended to be used to force an accused person to be tested for HIV.